Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ahmad with Legal Intake Center. I have Brittany Turner on the line
on the line
transfer.
To transfer.
Okay, then is her phone number the 678 number?
That's right.
Yes, okay, thank you. You can send her through. All right. Hello, Brittany.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Brittany. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line, and we were just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, yourself.
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. Now, Brittany, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing the claim?
No.
No? Okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I affirm.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then for the last question, you meant yes, as in you have not signed any documents with anyone?
No, I have not signed any documents with anyone.
Okay. Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was on the brain.
On the brain, okay. When were you diagnosed? What was the date?
I was diagnosed. It was August 7th, 2022.
Okay, let me see here. You said August 7th, 2022?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. And then what's your date of birth, Brittany?
Yes, it's 10/27/94.
Okay. October 27, 1994?
Yes.
All right. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
No? Okay. And then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Do you know which injectable was it? Depo Provera, sub-Q, or generic acetate?
No, I just know it was Provera.
It was Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Provera.
It was always Depo. Okay, let me
see.
Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
All right. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had 4 shots before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then I just have to ask this question, but did you use Depo Provera anytime after 1992?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. And then when, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it?
I started around, it was about 2019. Trying to see. I remember it was hot. It was around the summertime. So May, it was around May of 2019.
Okay. You said May of 2019. And then I do need to put a day on here too. Do you want me to just put the first?
Yes, you can put the first. That's fine.
Okay. I have May 1st of 2019. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped. It was around like August of 2022.
August of 2022. Like around the time that you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
2022. Do you want me to put the first for that one as well?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. Excuse me. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Okay. And then first name, I have it spelled as Brittany. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then last name is Turner. T-U-R-N-E-R?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Brittany, what are the last four of your social, please?
5419.
5419?
Yes.
Do you know your full social by any chance?
I do.
You do? Okay. Yeah, if you don't want to give it to me, the last four is fine.
Yes.
All right. So the last four are 5419?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. And then I have your primary email as JATMORE415@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right. And then your primary phone number is 678-689-9504?
Yes.
All right. And then is this a cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Text and calls.
Okay. I'll just put a call on there.
Okay.
And then when is the best?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, yep.
Hold on 1 second.
Take your time.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Let me see here. And then when is the best time to give you a call if we have to call you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoons, perfect.
Afternoons, okay. And then what is your primary address now?
Okay, it's 5995 DA Highway 128. OGLETHORPE, Georgia.
Okay.
31068.
Okay, you said 5995 Highway
128.
And then what was after that?
Oglethorpe.
How do you spell that?
I'll give you the zip. 31068.
31068. Yes. Okay. Let me see if I got it right. I have 5995, and then you said GA128.
Yes, that's right.
Oglethorpe, Georgia 31068.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Is this a house or apartment?
A house.
Okay. So then if we had to mail you something, the address that we can put on there is 5995 Georgia 128 Aglethorpe.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Yes, it was by a doctor.
A doctor? Okay. And then how many times were you injected with the Depo Provera?
I would say about around 12 times.
12 times?
12.
Okay, yeah, because you said 12 times about, okay, yeah, that adds up. You were injected about 12 times with the Depo Provera?
Yes.
And then what was the name of the doctor or medical staff that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Judy Yay. She administered it for me.
Okay, Judy is just J-U-D-Y?
Yes.
And then how do you spell the last name?
Y-E-H.
Y-E-H, okay. And then where were you receiving the Depo Provera at? What hospital or clinic?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. Phoebe Sumter.
What was it called?
Phoebe Sumter.
Like T as in tree and then B as in boy?
No. P as in Peter,
uh-huh.
H as in Harry. O as in ostrich, E as in echo, B as in bravo, and I think Phoebe, and E as in echo. Phoebe.
Oh, okay. Phoebe Center?
Yes.
Is that in Camilla, Georgia?
No, that's in, I'm trying to think of that city, Americus. It's in Americus.
Americus, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have Phoebe, Hematology Oncology of Americas.
No, Phoebe Sumter Medical Center.
Let me see, Phoebe. Oh, okay, I found it. Phoebe Sumter Medical Center.
Yes.
All right, and that is okay. Right, I just got to copy and paste that information there now. And then the phone number for that place, I have it on here. It says 229-924-6011. Does that sound correct?
Hold on, let me look in my phone and see if that's the number.
Yeah, that's just the number that pops up for the hospital.
Okay.
Unless you know the number specifically to that doctor, but if not, it's okay.
Okay, hang on. Let me see. I think I have it. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Same number?
229. You said the 229-474-6933. That's the number I have for her.
Okay, you said 229-474.
6933.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. And then was Dr. Judy Ye also the one that prescribed you?
Yes, she prescribed me the medicine.
Okay. Let me see. Let me just copy and paste that information there too. All right. And then same phone number. And then the same address. Got it. All right. Thank you for that. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they perform a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
They did biopsies, they did an MRI, and they took some blood tests.
Okay. So one of them, they did do an MRI, correct?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, and then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? All right, let me see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was this chemo?
I underwent a surgery and then I end up doing radiation therapy.
Okay. So you had surgery and radiation therapy.
Yes.
Was this also done at the Phoebe Sumter Medical Center?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then was this for the same doctor, Dr. Judy?
No, the craniotomy, it was Dr. What's his name? Dr. Goldman.
Okay,
Dr.
GOM.
Mark Goldman.
Okay, Mark, Mark, and then Gomez, GOMEZ.
No, Mark, Marc Goldman, Goldman, Dr. Mark Goldman.
Oh, I thought it said Gomez. Okay, golden, like the color golden.
Goldman,
Oh.
gold and man,
Okay.
Goldman,
GOLDMEN.
MAN,
Okay.
singular.
Okay. Sorry about that. Let me see. And this was done at the same hospital with the same address.
Yes.
All right. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, I was.
You were. Do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
Let me see. I know they. Let me see. Trying to remember. It was around my aunt's birthday. So August 8th, 2022. So to about like the 15th, because it was around like 7. I was in the hospital for like a week. So like August 8th of 2022 through around like the 15th.
Okay. August 8th of 2022 to August 15th of 2022?
Yes.
August 15th of 2022. Okay. So from the 8th to the 15th, you were hospitalized?
Yes.
Got it. All right. Let me see here. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do. I do. I can
You do?
contact, yes, I can contact the hospital and get them.
Okay, yeah, that
I
works too.
did.
As long as you can provide the documents.
Okay.
All right. And then can you provide these documents by mail or electronically or both?
Yes, I can provide them both.
You can do both. All right. Let me see here.
Yeah.
And then for this final part, we do need to add an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you? It could be either or.
Okay. Okay, I'll add someone that does not live with me.
Okay. And is this a friend, a cousin?
Yes, it's a friend.
Okay. What's the name of the friend?
Okay, her name is Tracy. Tracy. And the last name is Green.
Like the color?
Yes, like the color.
Okay, and then what's her phone number?
Her number, let me hang on, let me look at my phone and get it.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second, just give me a second,
You
please.
got it.
I just really let me just pull over because
Oh,
I'm
okay.
at the just hang on 1 second. I'm
You
almost
got
at
it.
my destination.
No, you got
Hang
it.
on
If you're
1 second.
driving, yeah, take your time.
I'm sorry, my blinker isn't too loud for you, is it? I
No,
can turn
no,
it off.
no. No, it's not.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Okay, her number is 404-982-9107.
Okay,
And that's for
did you say the first four are 404?
yes, 404-982-9107 to
Got it.
Spleen.
Okay, and then do you know her address? If not, I can just put yours.
Okay, yeah, you could just put mine because
Got it.
she, yeah.
No, that's okay. And then do you know her email? If not, I can just put yours as well.
Yes, you can just put mine. Like she's really in the military. She's deployed,
Oh, okay.
so
No,
I don't
that's
know
okay.
where she is.
Let me see. And then before you, let me see. All right, let me see here. All right, let me. I don't know why the whole application deleted. Let me just start all over. I'm very sorry about that. I think I remember most of this though.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. There's this like new software update that they did, and it just completely is not good right now. Let me see. And then you said it was a meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. I'm just gonna repeat things just to make sure that I'm putting them correctly. You were diagnosed in August 7th of 2022, correct?
Yes.
Okay, date of birth is 10/27/94.
Yes.
Okay, and then you said you had no referrals there. Depo, yes. And then you started using it around May 1st of 2019, correct?
Yes.
And then you stopped around
August
1st of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then you said you had no middle name, correct?
No.
Okay, let me see. The good thing is that I also take notes every time I do this, so I have it here with
me. Okay, good deal.
I know, right? And then that one thing that I don't take notes on is the social. So what was the last four?
Okay, yeah, I understand. 5419.
5419?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then you said your phone number was cell phone, you prefer calls, and the best time is afternoon or evening?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, okay.
Well, you could just put evening because it's going to be on Eastern time, correct?
It'll be your time.
Okay, yeah. So evening is fine.
Okay. And then what was the address one more time?
Okay. It's 5995 Georgia Highway 128, Oglethorpe, Georgia.
Okay. 5995 GA 128, Oglethorpe 31068?
Yes.
All right. And then you said you took the shots. You received 12 shots, right? You said?
Yes, I received 12.
And then the doctor that that administered Depo-Provera was Dr. Judy, what was the last name?
Dr. Yay? Judy
Yay.
Yes.
Y-E-H, correct? Okay.
Correct.
And then you said this was at Phoebe Sumter Medical Center?
Yes.
All right. And then do you remember the phone number that you gave me for the doctor? If not, I can just put the hospital. I don't want to trouble
you. Okay, you can put the hospital. I can get it.
No, that's okay.
I can. Oh, okay.
As long as we have the number to the hospital, at that point the attorneys can just find their way to the doctor as well.
Okay.
Okay. So the phone number for that hospital, I have it as 229-924-6011. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Judy. So I know. I'm sorry about this.
No, I'm sorry. I just had a really long day.
What did you do today?
Oh, God. I had a lot of exams to do today.
Oh, you're in school?
Well, yes. I'm in school.
Okay. I was in school and I did not like it.
Oh.
The good thing is that I finished, though.
Yeah, good for you. I'm almost done.
Let me see here. Address, correct, phone number, pharmacy name, address, okay. And then you said you did receive a CAT scan, right? Or was it an MRI?
I received an MRI.
MRI, okay. And then Dr. Judy is the same one that diagnosed you, right?
No, she administered the Provera, but the diagnosis comes from Mark Goldman. He performed the craniotomy surgery.
Okay. So Dr. Goldman is M-A-R-K?
C.
C, I knew it. And then Goldman is just J-O-L-D-M-A-N?
Yes, single. Mm-hmm.
And this was at the same hospital?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. Let me see. I'm trying to go as fast as I can here.
It's okay.
Let me see. Okay. And then you said that you have had no prior cancer diagnosis, correct?
No.
Okay. And then Dr. Mark Goldman, okay. The address. Then the phone number. Okay, and then the treatment that you received, you said you had surgery and radiation?
Yes, I had craniotomy surgery, and then I ended up having a radiation therapy, month later.
Got it. Okay. And then you were hospitalized for the meningioma. If I remember correctly, this was from August 8th to the 15th?
Yes, to the 15th. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm surprised I remembered that.
Yeah, good memory.
Let's see, from the 8th to the 15th of the year 2022, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then you said you do have a copy of your medical records and you could provide them both by mail electronically, correct?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and then for emergency contact, you wanted to put your friend?
Yes,
her
Tracy
name was
Green.
Tracy Green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what was her phone number again?
Her number is 404-982-9107.
Okay, and then let me just copy and paste your email on hers. The Jatmore 415, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then address. I'm just going to put yours on there too.
Okay.
The 5995GA128, Oglethorpe, Georgia?
Yes. Yep. Yes, that's correct.
Got it. Okay, let me see here.
I'm sorry, what did she say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I think I was just talking to myself.
Oh.
Let me see. I was just reading everything here. Okay, everything should have gone through now. Let me just review this with you to make sure that it's correct.
Okay.
All right, let me see.
Could you just give me just a moment?
Of course, take your time.
Okay, I just want to place an order.
No, you're good. Okay. Take your time.
Okay. Yes, now please have your number one. I'm sorry, let me put you on mute.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're at Starbucks?
Yes. How did you know I was at Starbucks? I love Starbucks.
I know. Just wild guess.
Yes. How did you know? I love Starbucks. And they were pretty fast today. Normally the line is, oh my God.
A long line, right? Especially right now?
Yes. It's, you know, people are getting off of work and it's just holiday season.
Oh, no, yeah. They need that coffee to go shopping.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Okay. Get a sip of this latte.
All right, let me see.
All right, I'm ready. I'm back. Get back in traffic. Okay.
Let me see. I'm just trying to.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find the documents here.
Okay.
Let me see. Give me one.
Thank you.
Let me see. Yeah, because we're done with the application. I'm just trying to find it so I can read it back to you before I send it to you for you to quickly sign, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm waiting for.
Okay.
Let me see. Thank you for your patience, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
No, it means a lot. All these people that I talk to on the phone, sometimes they're a little impatient.
Yeah,
so no, thank you.
You're welcome. Try to spread the positivity, you know, during holiday season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Any plans for the holiday season?
Me? No. I mean, just spend it with family.
Yeah.
But besides that, nothing special. The usual, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Basically the same thing. Just spend time with family. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I mean, now I appreciate them more since I moved out to a different city.
Yeah.
I don't see them as much. So now I look forward to being with them, you know?
Yeah.
But no, yeah, because now I live like an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live like an hour away, which isn't too far, but
mm-hmm.
far enough where I can miss them.
Yeah, and close enough for you to visit.
Exactly. You know? Oh, give me one second.
Okay.
All right. I found it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Let me see. Give me one second. Oh. All right, let me just make sure that everything is correct on here. All right, so I have your full name here as Brittany Turner, which is Brittany, and then Turner, Turner, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Just make sure everything is correct. All right, and then I have your street address as 5995 GA128 Oglethorpe, Georgia, 31068.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and then phone number is 678-689-9504.
Yes.
All right, and then email is jatmore415@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, and then date of birth, I have it as October 27, 1994.
Yes, that's right.
All right. And then the last four of your social are 5419?
Yes.
All right. Let me see here. Everything else should be good to go.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and put me on speaker. I sent you these documents both via email and text.
Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. Hang on 1 second. Okay, let me just try to quickly hurry up and do it because I'm at the light.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. I mean, whenever you want, just be on the lookout.
Okay.
There's a box that tells you that you need to draw your signature, and there's another box where you have to draw your initials. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. I'll take a look at it and just oh my god.
Okay. No. Whenever you have time.
Okay. Thank you.
No, of course, anytime. I've got time.
Right. So when I complete it, when I'm done filling it out, do I call you back or?
If you want to, is it going to take you long? I could give you a call later on if it's going to take you like a few minutes. If not, I could hang on the phone with you. It's completely up to you.
Okay. Could you give me a call back around about 5:30 ish, maybe? About 5:30.
Yeah. So if you want to,
okay.
Just read that carefully, review it, and then
okay.
Just don't forget to sign it correctly. Sign where it says sign, and then initial where you have to initial. After that, once you finish it, I will automatically get it. So you don't have to try to send it back. Once there's just the big yellow button that says finish at the end, you click it, and then I get it. Once I receive it,
okay.
I'll send you a text message from my personal work number. With more information about this, okay?
Okay, I'll be at the house around what, 5:30. So if I call it 5:30, I'll. Okay.
Yeah. And then I also want to let you know that once you finish signing it, you are going to get a call from the law firm in the next 1 to 4 days. And you have to pick up so they can confirm this information with you personally before they can even start the case, okay?
Okay.
But I'll
Thank
also
you.
Leave that in the text message, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your time then, Brittany. I'll text
thank
you,
you
once you finish signing that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.